You were born in Vinton, Louisiana.
And raised in Orange, Texas.
Right. Now, you were born in Vinton and just moved a week later?
Less than a week.
Just across
the
border.
My family did. I didn't. Right across the river.
Your father was a musician.
Right.
And he played all the string instruments?
All the string instruments, including accordion.
Really?
I don't.
What was his background? He was Louisiana also?
No. Be honest with you, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Really?
That's why I wrote that tune. I really don't know. He was the alias from some other planet, I suppose.
Really?
From everywhere. We never didn't know, really know where he was from.
Uh-huh. So he played professionally or did that part-time?
No, he was a railroad man when I knew of him.
Mm-hmm.
As I grew up, he was a railroad man. But at that time, it wasn't no what they call professional musician doing what we're doing today.
Sure. But there was music in your household, all kinds of music, including Zydeco.
All types, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you picked up guitar at 5 years old.
Correct. Fiddle at 10.
And you lived in Texas
all of your
childhood.
All my childhood.
So do you prefer to be thought of as a Texan or a Louisianian?
Well, either one's all right with me.
Yeah.
As long as you don't. Yeah. I'm a Louisiana and a Texan. I'm from both.
Sure.
Planets, really?
Sure. Now tell me about your early years as a professional musician. You worked, first of all, in other bands as a drummer?
Yes. I worked in a band in the late 30s as a drummer and a vocalist.
You were called the singing drummer, right?
Yeah. Traveled all over the United States.
And the band was Hoyt Huge?
No. This band was called the Brown Skin Model. It was a road show.
All right. And when you say a road show, you all traveled continuously. You had a trailer
right.
or a bus or something.
Right.
And so you worked as a drummer. And when did you really stretch out as a guitarist?
Well, into 47, I left San Antonio, came back to Houston. I contact Don Roby, who owned the Bronze Peacock, and that's when I made my debut.
The work that Don Roby did, he had Peacock Records, right? And you had it
well,
with him.
Well, he had a club to start with.
Okay.
He had no idea for a record until, as you might say, discovered me. Then all of a sudden, he got the bright idea to drop the club and open a record company and build it around me, and that's what happened.
And were you part owner of that record company?
Well, let's just say, as a youngster, no, I wasn't part owner. My name was out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wasn't part owner, but he built it around me.